move this table back a little bit?
Back there.
Forward a little.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know. Let's see, I'll sit here. I think I know about some of the missions you were on, but I'm not sure where you were before you were at Holy Rosary.
Before that?
That's right.
Well, all right. Did you get? I entered in 1907.
Have that, yes.
And I was invading 2 years in the new ship when I was sent to Johnstown.
Oh.
I stayed in Johnstown from 1909 to 1912 when I was transferred to Holy Rosary.
Were you a teacher then?
Yes, I was a teacher then. I had 2 good years of experience at Johnstown and the 2 years in Baden before I went to Devonport.
Did you teach in Baden when you first entered?
No. No, I never taught in Baden.
Oh. What was Johnstown like then?
Johnstown had a convent and a school. And I was put in a second grade to start with. But we were so heavily loaded with children that we needed more help. And we were still very happy to get Sister, but anyhow, her name was can you turn that off when we're not using it?
I can. It might be better though.
Well, whatever you think.
Okay. If you turn it on and off, that makes a lot of noise.
Well, we were very happy to get Mary Woolfolk. Mary Woolfolk,
oh.
A graduate from Central High in Johnstown. At the end of 1912, I was transferred to Holy Rosary, where I remained until 1925.
Was that a long time for those days?
Yes, that's a long time. In 1925, I was sent to Catholic U for the summer to get the information and how to take care of classes and so on. It was a very wonderful experience. But when Mary Woolfolk was with us for quite a little while, she decided she wanted to enter. So we were glad to get her. She was a very good sister, a very good sister. And she still is, but she's her down and out now. Her health has failed.
Is that Sister Henrietta?
Is that what?
Is that Sister Henrietta?
Any better?
Sister Henrietta.
Oh, Henrietta, right. Mm-hmm. That's Sister Henrietta. Now, her health isn't good today, but she's not too bad. But she's not able to work. In 1925, I got a certificate from Washington U.
After all your teaching, you went and studied it.
Yeah. And after I was transferred in 1912 to St. Bernard's. They were opening a new mission, and I was taken away from Holy Rosary in 1912 and sent to start the new mission.
Were you the principal there?
Yes, I was the principal there.
And the superior too?
Yes. We didn't know we were going to have such a large crowd, but we did. We were overcrowded.
Was that overcrowded with children?
Over what?
You mean you had a lot of children?
Yes, too many children to handle. We had like the first and second grades together, and that was too many. We got a lot of first graders.
Was St. Bernard just beginning then?
Was it what?
Was St. Bernard just beginning then?
Just beginning, that's right.
I see.
They had been in a public school up until that time. We were very happy to get Mary Wolfolk, who is now, what's her name?
Henrietta.
Henrietta. Henrietta's still a very good sister, and she's up and around every day. But she's not able for regular duty.
Are there any other children that you taught that entered the community later?
Yes, later. Later, when we were able, we took any children from the surrounding missions.
Can you remember some of the people who became sisters after you taught them?
Oh, yes. Sister Perpetua. No, is it Perpetua? No, not Perpetua. Sister, she's a Haggerty. What's her name? Her family was there. Well, then, right at that time, the Depression came on, and everything was spoiled. People left the mission, they went to their parents' homes to live, and Mary Wolfolk was one of those.
You mean sisters in the community left and went to their parents?
Yes, they had to.
Oh.
Yes. The Haggerty girl had, her father and mother lived out in the East End, and she went out there to live with them. But her brother stayed in the mission. He was a contractor. He had a lot of business on hand, and he lost a lot of money. People took out contracts, and then they could fill them, of course. There wasn't any money to fill them.
What was it like in the community during the Depression?
The size.
Well, sure, the size. Did it get smaller?
Oh, it got a lot smaller, yes. They didn't have, it was free to our own children.
That would be the school was free, you mean?
The what?
Do you mean the school was free?
Yes.
What about the community? Did the sisters have enough money to live?
Well, yes, the parish just fixed it so that the sisters would receive a living out there. We didn't take any more than we really needed for them to live on. Anyhow, the mother house would help us in any way we needed.
I guess the sisters were poor, too, at that time, though,
weren't
they?
They were poor, and we were willing to take reductions any time that the laity were called on. We started, like, with $28 a month. So it wasn't long till the people could pay that. But the parish promised to pay for anybody that wanted to continue to come, which they did. I'm just not sure of the date.
Well, let's see. The Depression would have started at about 29.
About 1929 is right.
In fact, this is October of 79, and it started in October of 29.
Well, they started their Golden Jubilee last year. Which they were then the mission 50 years, it didn't seem possible, but it was.
Is that St. Bernard's?
Yes.
My.
After 9 years, I was called to Baden to help Mother Alphonse with the work. Mother Genevieve had been her assistant, and Mother got permission to go to China.
Oh.
So Mother went to China. I took her place for 3 years. At the end of 3 years, Mother Alphonse sent me back to St. Bernard's, where we remained until 1940.
What kind of work did you do with Mother Alphonsus?
I was her assistant.
Oh, I see.
We had to put up with a lot of things. I was everything.
And you were taking Mother Genevieve's place, is that it?
That's right. And Mother Genevieve was gone 7 years when she could return. In 1934. And I was still with St. Bernard's. Mm-hmm. Is there any other question about that?
Well, let's see. After the Depression would have been World War II.
Yes.
Did many sisters, do you remember, did many sisters have relatives in the war?
Lots of them were.
Did they have relatives at war?
Yes, of boys.
That's right.
No special schools for boys. We continued ours at Baden, but we didn't have too many subjects. But there were enough sisters during the Depression to take care of more if they had them.
During World War II, were the sisters affected at all by the war?
Were they allowed to run?
Were the sisters affected by the war?
Affected?
That's right.
Yes, they were very much affected. Because some of those who had went to live with their parents never come back.
Oh. You know, that is interesting. That's interesting. I never heard that before.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
Well, Sister Agnes Eugene entered at that time, too. Shortly after Sister Abigail.
Did the sisters have to do without things during the war?
Well, they did. They mortified themselves. We only used what we really needed. And the people were good to us. Those that had any didn't brought us things to eat and made us comfortable. We didn't suffer.
Do you think a lot of sisters were worried about their brothers in the war?
Yes, they were. Very much worried. We didn't lose too many boys, but we lost some.
I bet you can remember back to World War I, can't you?
To when?
World War I.
World War I. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that. That was opened in 1917, I think. 17 or 18.
That's right, around that time. Did that affect the sisters very much?
Did it what?
Did the First World War affect the sisters very much?
Very much, very much. They had been used to plenty before because Mount Lebanon was the very first and part of the city.
Mm-hmm. Did the sisters live differently in different parts of the city?
Well, they put up with anything that they had to. And anything that they had over and above for themselves, they were glad to give it to the children at school to take home.
Would the sisters at Mount Lebanon, for example, have lived the same way as, say, the sisters in Duquesne, a mill town?
What town?
Duquesne.
Duquesne?
That's right.
They're the same thing.
Even though the people were poor in Duquesne.
Even though the people were poor in Duquesne, they shared what they had. Everybody was helping everybody that possibly could.
Do you think it's like that now?
Pretty much so. There's a big difference, of course. Every times have changed. Everything's different. But it's the same community.
What was it like when you were at Holy Rosary with Mother Bonaventure?
What happened?
What was it like when you were at Holy Rosary with Mother Bonaventure?
What was it like?
Holy Rosary.
And what was the part about it?
What was it like?
Oh, it was wonderful. Then I would change from there in the summertime. And I heard while I was away, and it was in the newspaper, that Father Carlin was at all the every parish was asked to give up one sister. Everybody had sisters then, there were no lay teachers. They were all asked to give up one sister, and Father Carlin objected. He said no. He closed high school and he used his high school sisters for grade school. And that was a great blow to the people. The people, of course, felt bad about that, and they couldn't put up with it. They couldn't live one place and send their children somewhere else to school. So some were going to Mount Washington, and some were going to out by the cemetery, Hazelwood. And any place that there was a great place to go. And they were all very happy to help anybody that they possibly could.
I wonder why Monsignor Carlin did that.
Well, he was very quick. Because he could make his decision without thinking about it. You'd think he was all prepared, you know, to act that way, but he wasn't. There was nothing about that before I lived.
Do you think he was happy with that decision?
Well, I wouldn't say. He was very outspoken. And when we all returned again, he often referred to it from the altar, you know, the things that happened. And even mentioned the names of people, you know, that he thought he could do the right thing. And everybody was really worried about him.
Did he name any of the sisters?
No, he said the sisters would remain. That's all he said.
Did he think they did the wrong thing? Did he think any of the sisters did the wrong thing?
No, he didn't. But he was very critical, and he watched you very strictly. And he was outspoken, as I say, and he'd tell you what he thought right there on the minute.
Who were some of the other sisters with you at Holy Rosary?
When we opened the mission, we had Sister Beatrice, Sister Mary Marie Alphonse, Sister Euphemia, she just died recently. Her brother became a priest, Harris. Sister's brother married Sister Harris girl. She died with her first baby. And then he didn't advance any farther in marriage. He started back to school and became a priest.
I don't know who that would be. That's interesting, though. Was that the Harris family that became prominent in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Oh.
Very prominent.
Then you were at Holy Rosary with Sister Consilii too, weren't you?
Yes.
Who were some of the other sisters there at the time?
Well, I did mention Agnes Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I left there, you see, in 25. And we had a pretty good start. I've been there 12 or 13 years. Since that, we have received a great many sisters from the Holy Rosary.
Can you think of who some of them are?
Some of them are.
Who are some of them?
Some of them that are.
That entered from Holy Rosary.
Well, I just mentioned those two.
Uh-huh.
I just can't bring them right to my notice at once.
Okay.
If from all any mission at all around there entered, it's a sister here now. What's her name? She's next door to me. She came and she's still living, but she's not well right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look when I go past.
And what?
I'll look when I walk past her door. I'm not sure who it is.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure either. Things don't
come
to you right away.
Mm-hmm. What about when you were at the hospital? What was it like at the hospital then?
Well, we were at the hospital. We became very noted. Everybody knew us. And the doctors there were very interested in it. They were interested in having a hospital near the works. Part of the big works today.
Jones and Laughlin.
That's right. So they worked very hard and they were very generous. So they started the hospital, which was very successful. Until late years when other people were getting more money than we were, say for the St. Francis and the Mercy Hospital, they were being taken care of better than we were. So of course they got way ahead of us.
I wonder who was taking care of them.
Taking what?
Who was taking care of St. Francis and Mercy?
I don't know what you mean.
You said St. Francis and Mercy were being taken care of.
Well, the city and everybody was helping them. When they had appeal, they get the money. But we didn't get things. We got a donation from Jones and London when we first started. But after that, they went elsewhere. The South Side, opened a hospital, and that helped. That took the help from us, too.
Oh. Did Jones and Laughlin support Southside Hospital?
Oh, yes, very much. Very much.
Why would they support Southside and not our hospital?
The first one.
Why would Jones and Laughlin support Southside Hospital and not St. Joseph's?
Well, because they weren't generous.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just honest either. They helped us to start and then they let us go for our own.
Did the unions start when we had the hospital?
Who?
Did the unions start?
The union?
Yes.
Oh, the union was involved then, yes. We did everything we were supposed to do, but we didn't make the progress that the South Side made.
What about the union in the mill? Did the men who came to the hospital, were they union members?
Those that preferred our hospital could come there if they wanted to.
What if they were hurt on the job?
Hurt?
If they were hurt while they were working?
Well, they belonged to the union.
If a man was working and he got hurt, would they usually take him to Southside or St. Joseph's?
Not necessarily. There was a man, the nurse's home was built, and they were cleaning the outside walls. And there was a man working on the outside, cleaning the brick and so forth. And for some reason, his support fell particularly, and then he was killed.
Mm. That must have been sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
How did the sisters live at the hospital before we had the nurses home?
They had plenty of room in the hospital. See, the hospital wasn't crowded. So they had the fifth floor, which they kept until the very end.
When you were superior at the hospital, was your office in the hospital itself?
Was our hospital?
When you were superior at the hospital, was your office in the hospital itself?
Yes, in the hospital, right behind.
Wonder why it was there and not up on the sisters' floor.
Well, of course, maybe that when the first floor was more convenient. Business. We made progress for a good many years and then things began to drop.
Let's see, you told me you were Johnstown and Holy Rosary and St. Bernard's and Holy Rosary again. Are there any other places where you were?
Yes, we were at St. Canisius for 3 years.
Were you the principal there?
Yes, I was.
What was it like to be principal then?
Well, we were very happy. We were all correspondents with everything that we asked them to do. We made progress.
When you were a principal, did you teach also?
Yes, at times. When we first started, we started with the seventh grade, so I had the seventh grade. And I went on with that until I went back to the Holy Rosary.
And were you ever at St. Catherine's?
Yes. When I left the hospital, I was transferred to St. Catherine's.
And was that to be principal?
That was to be principal and superior. In those days, we had both jobs. Now we don't do that. One job's enough.
When you look at it now, does it seem like that was a lot to have those two jobs?
It was all right in those days because we weren't so heavy. But when we got so heavy, we needed two.
What do you mean by heavy?
What?
What do you mean by heavy?
What, union?
You said when we weren't so heavy in those days.
We didn't have the large groups of children.
Oh, I see. What was it like in the convents when you were at St. Catherine's and St. Canice?
What happened then?
Yes, with the sisters.
Well, I still remain the principal and the superior. I went back to the hospital in 1940. In that time, Father and Lady had died, and things began to get different right away.
How were they different?
Well, they were different because the groups were heavy. And if people couldn't carry them, the people couldn't pay, although they didn't have to. Father Bryson was a parish priest, and he was very generous. And whatever else we had, he said we'd have the children, and he'd take care of them.
Do you think any people ever took advantage of that?
Yes, many did. Those that wanted the children in a Catholic school.
Do you think there were any people who could pay and didn't?
I wouldn't know that. Maybe those that had meetings were able to help Father. They just love Father Bryson and they do anything for him.
Are you getting tired?
Oh, no.
You tell me if you do, will you?
Well, you know, I'm always tired.
Well, if you want me to stop, tell me.
Well, whenever you're ready. I think I've told you about everything that I know. In 19, I might repeat a little bit there.
That's all right.
And when Mother Mary Isabel was elected.
1961.
In 1934, was it?
I think Mother Mary Isabel was elected in 61.
Oh, 61. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. Yes, in the meantime, Mother Maria was elected. And after Mother Maria, Mother Paulinus was in for 3 years. Then Mother Mary Isabel in 1961. And she remained in office 2 terms. That was 12 years, which was a long time.
Mm-hmm. You became superior here at Baden then, didn't you?
Yes, not superior assistant mother.
Mm. Then let me just ask you this one more thing. Are there some changes that you've noticed in the community?
What do you mean, community changes?
Right.
Well, of course, it changes every day. It changes every day. Whatever happens is all right, and you're trying to put up with it.
What are some that you're glad happened?
Glad bad habits.
What are some of the changes that you're happy about?
Well, I would say that we were happy that Mother Genevieve was returning from China in 1934. And she was a great help. As soon as she came home, she came home in August. She started to help with on the missions. She was very generous with the work. She liked to work.
Were there some things, some changes that you were unhappy about?
Well, not exactly, no. No, we thought everybody was trying their best.
Okay, I'm going to turn this off.